careless, reckless spirit to appear, but he was never the same again. The change was unmistakable, but hard to define. He seemed to have resolved his life into a definite purpose. He was hardly so comfortable a fellow to be with. He made me feel ever more lazy and useless than was my wont, but I respected him more and liked him nonetheless. As a lion, he was not a success. He would not roar. This was disappointing to me and to his friends and mine, who had been waiting for his return with eager expectations of tales of thrilling and bloodthirsty adventure. His first days were spent in making right, or nearly as right as he could, the break that drove him to the West. His old firm, and I have more respect for the humanity of lawyers ever since, behaved really well. They proved the restoration of their confidence in his integrity and ability by offering him a place in the firm, which, however, he would not accept. Then, when he felt clean, as he said, he posted off home, taking me with him. During the railroad journey of 4 hours, he hardly spoke, but when we had left the town behind and had fairly got upon the country road that led toward the home 10 miles away, his speech came to him in a great flow. His spirits ran over. He was like a boy returning from his first college term. His very face wore the boy's open, innocent, earnest look that used to attract men to him in his first college year. His delight in the fields and woods, in the sweet country air, and the sunlight was without bound. How often had we driven this